Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
This is a podcast about mom life, boss life, and body life.
Real conversations about self-discovery and the journey of becoming more mindful in this crazy Zen life.
I have a joke.
Go.
What do dolphins smoke?
I don't know.
Seaweed.
Did you make that up?
I did.
It's pretty good.
Thanks. I was really impressed. I even wrote it down so I wouldn't forget.
It's pretty good.
Thanks.
Good job. I think you're really excited when you make up a joke. You're like, that's funny.
I do.
And you know what? Let me just tell you, if you make up a joke out there and you're the only one thinks it's funny, it's still a joke.
That's all that counts. If you can't make yourself laugh, how are you expected to make other people laugh?
I agree.
You got to laugh at your own jokes. You got to laugh at yourself.
Wyatt made up a joke the other day, and I thought it was so intelligent.
Hmm.
Why did the bear build the house faster than the man?
I don't know.
He uses bear hands.
That's awesome.
I thought that was so intelligent. I was like, did you make that up? He's like, yeah. Like, that's pretty good. Bare hands.
Bare hands. That's funny. Oh, a bunch of comedians on this show.
We do have purpose to our show, by the way. This is not lame-ass joke hour.
No, but that's a great episode for the future.
Tune in. It's a little catch-up, catch-up CZL episode.
It is. So we are heading into the last days of summer. We're in survival mode. We're getting it done, putting our head down, going to bang out the rest of the summer. But it's been a doozer.
It has been.
A good doozer.
It has been.
But it's been a lot.
It's just been a lot of different things, like, thrown, mm-hmm. and you got to adjust. A lot of post-it notes moved over.
Yeah. Remember that list of books we were going to read this summer?
I haven't finished one.
I only finished one. I'm still trying to get through Michelle Obama. Great book, just not a page-turner for me. I'm like, I'm trying.
Maybe the audio.
It could have been. But then, you remember I told you I was so committed, I just had to read the actual book, turn the actual pages. I even bought a book to read on vacation because the Michelle Obama book's pretty thick. And I'm like, I don't have room in my backpack for this one. I'll get one at the airport. Paperback so I can, you know, really shove that thing in there. I didn't open it once.
Mm.
I know. Actually, I'm kind of excited to read it.
Okay.
Because it said it had mic drop humor. I was like, ooh, I need something funny. This will be good.
Not even cracked open.
I don't even know where it starts.
Well... that's interesting. I'm glad we both failed at that.
Lofty goals.
Some plants died.
Early on.
Yeah. Whoops. And I've lost my patience about 8,000 times today.
Yeah. You know what else I lost this summer? A fish.
Oh.
Our final fish, Molly.
I was a little connected to that fish.
Molly was really a trooper. So Molly started out in a family of four.
Oh.
And it just all slowly.
It's like Oregon Trail in that day.
Right. It really was.
You're like, smallpox.
Smallpox. This is what we got. Don't open up the treasure chest, Molly. It's a trap.
I know. It's just.
Yeah. So we were gone.
Frostbite.
For 2 weeks. And my mom sends me this text. She's like, we lost the fish. I'm like, where'd she go? She's like, no, Shan. She's dead. It's like, oh. What about my plants? She's like, lost those too. I'm like, but my kids are alive and my dog's okay. All right, well, you get a pass. You're good.
Let's talk about Mimi again for a second. So in the past episodes, we gave Mimi a big high five.
Yeah.
You're a Mimi. Yes. I have a Mimi in my life, but you're a Mimi. Your mother, because she took all the girls on these like escapades of Mimi camp.
Right.
This time, what did she do?
She ran this house and this ship like... the motherfucking boss. I mean, she had to deal with swim team, like regular meets, and then she had to deal with city meets, which is a beast all
we'll get to that in a minute
by itself. But we also had the most packed weeks of summer while she was here because the kids wanted to do like horse camp and there were some art camps that they wanted to do, and it all had to coincide with swim practice, and it was a
piano
lot of
and golf and tennis.
Tutoring. I mean, everything we could have possibly filled into a schedule. Filled it in. And I was like, man, here you go, Mom. Have fun. And she did. She did a great job. She did. She was like, they are so overscheduled. And I'm like, it doesn't normally look like this, I promise. They really have not had a full schedule all summer. It just happens to be, while we're away, you're going to be driving a lot and, like, having to get schedules going, and which is great. She loves order. She loves having a schedule. So this was good for her to do. But she nailed it. She did a great job, like, amazing. Well,
and let's just point out, too, that a lot of that is packing bags, unpacking bags, getting ready, like, yeah, the day before for the day that's going to happen next. So yes, that's a lot what summer is.
Yeah. A lot of grab-and-go snacks, mm-hmm, a lot of just paper bag lunches or, you know, prep. There's a lot of prep work. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you what. We closed our swim season last night. We had our big banquet. And I had more people come up to me and tell me how amazing my mom was at these swim meets. They were like, Mimi is amazing. Can we rent her? I'm like, I'm sure we could. We could negotiate a deal. This is fine.
She got the Sharpie markers.
Rent a Mimi. Is yeah. Okay. But she did amazing. I mean, she just kept everything going. Parents were coming out of the woodwork. I mean, I met people last night. I've been in this club for 2 years. I didn't know half these people. And my mom's like, oh, you have to meet her. She's so lovely. I'm like, who are these people? Like, oh, these are my swim buddies. I'm like, Mom, you know more people here than I do.
It's so funny.
It was awesome. It was really great. She did an amazing job. So, Mimi,
hats off. I was really amazed because, listen, during the most busiest weeks that you were gone and the girls were gone, or girls were busy, I was dealing with major meltdowns and craziness over at my place. So, I was like, I didn't have a lot of time to check in with her. I felt really bad. But when I came over there, like, over here one time, I was like, oh, you got this. Okay, good. All right, good. So me being MIA did not feel, I felt like a pit in my stomach. I was like, oh, I've done her a disservice, but she had it. And the girls, this is a big thing. The girls are really fun.
Yeah.
And they're accommodating and they listen really well. So those two things, order and obedience,
yeah,
go well together.
Yeah.
Yes. That's where we struggle. Yeah. I don't know which one, order and obedience, pick one.
Can't have both. I know.
So yeah, let's touch on swim team for a minute. And if those people that out there that don't do swim team, I don't know whether to hug you or be like, okay, join my swim team. We're one of the same. Shane and I, so I'm on a different swim team. Mm-hmm. We just finalized our fourth year in this one. I still can't believe it's 4 years. It's crazy, Tess. But it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Yeah.
So maybe even like the baseball moms and the
yeah,
basketball moms and whatever it translates,
right,
it's a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, 7 to 8 weeks out of the summer, you're committed to something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Schlepping back and forth.
Back and forth. I know.
Back and forth.
And we're like a solo sport family when it comes to swim because it takes up a lot of time. And it's hard to try to put something else on the schedule so it doesn't conflict. But if your kid does swim team and does another sport alongside of that, I mean, hats off to you on trying to figure out those logistics too, because that is tricky and outside my pay grade. I can't do it.
Well, and, you know, when you have multiple ages of children.
Yeah.
So their swim is at different times, and mm-hmm, then the meets are at different days and different times, and it was a lot.
It's a lot.
And going back to the prep work, so you have to prep each time.
Mm-hmm.
So we wrapped up a few weeks ago, and it's always bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing the accomplishments and them move forward in certain ways, and it's always really great because we two are just a one sport family at a time. We can't multitask.
Yeah. Well, and what I've learned with that is if I'm stressed out trying to get you to something, then I don't want to stress, then be like, oh, mom doesn't like soccer or mom doesn't. And I'm like, that's not it. I love watching my kids play sports. It's on me that I get frustrated that we're going to be in traffic or we're going to be late. I don't like being late. I am notoriously 5 minutes late for everything.
Everything.
In fact, when my mom was here, the coaches were like, why are the Kesslers on time? Oh, mm-hmm, the parents are out of town, right? Okay. Mimi's running the ship. The kids will be on time. Like, my mom does not tolerate being late. I don't know where I fall off the wagon on that one, but time is not my friend when it comes to, I just can't do it. But
you
I don't
live
like
right
being
down the
late.
Road.
I know. I'm 5 minutes away and I'm still late.
It's really bad. Shannon.
I know. It is. It's terrible. I just don't like
being I would still be late too, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, my kids were late to swim team every day.
I had
so
a mom.
Much so. Like, yeah. So this coach has said something to us. Like,
yeah,
one day they were on time.
Yeah.
My mom took them. Mm-hmm. One day. They're like, oh, look, they're on time today.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up to the parking lot. They have their goggles on and, like, that's how they get out of the van. They jump out of the van and go jump in the pool, and I park the car. Like, yeah. That's how late we always were. Like, we were never on time.
Now, you live 35 minutes away from where you live 35 minutes away. I mean, anybody who's going to give you shit about that, I'm going to be like, listen, you go honk to another car on that.
And that's why I threw up the deuces. I was like, listen, right. I'm here. I couldn't. Yeah. I don't have to be.
Right. We were early yesterday to, like tennis camp. And one of the moms I saw last night was like, I panicked because you were here before me. I thought I was late. I was like, no, we were just early. She's like, I didn't know what to do. And I was like, you're sweet.
Damn. That's hardcore.
I know. I was like,
you know, you don't know whether to pat yourself on the back in those moments.
You know what? I am who I am. Like, that's just.
You're like Popeye. All right. So switching little gear. So okay. Swim team, great. Over. Finished it over.
It's great.
Put a little pin in that. See you next year. But you also had a big vacay.
Yes.
Epic.
Oh, my God.
If anybody follow the channel on the Instagram, on the gram.
On the gram.
Blowing up this earth.
I was. I mean, I
you're like Pitbull.
Two modes with social media with me. I'm either on vacation and posting everything I do, or I'm home and I post nothing. Like,
that is the world. Whatever. That is everybody.
No, Heather McMahon does it like every day. She's
well,
amazing.
She's amazing.
I mean, she really is. But yeah, this trip was like the most fun we have had. I mean, it's just me and my husband, and then we met up with five other people. So we started out the trip in Venice, which was really cool. Had some
it did look beautiful.
Amazing food. Got to do a gondola ride. It's a little smelly, but that was it was like, what is? Oh, that's just Venice. Got it. I mean, when your streets are water, that's just what it was. What probably one of my favorite things we did, like we took a water taxi from the airport. You get off the plane, you have to get onto a boat to go. And I swear to God, this guy was, he had to have been a cab driver in New York in a former life. Because I was like, oh my God, I didn't think we were going to make it. But I was like, he's amazing. I mean, weaving in and out of things. And like, we are taking corners in small canals, like boats everywhere. And he is just whipping by shit. And I'm like, we're going to die.
That's like the most exciting way to die. You're like, water taxi!
What's happening? Yeah, but it was so fun.
I'm so jealous of this ride.
Oh my God, it was amazing. So much fun. And then fast forward, when we had to get back into a water taxi to go to the airport, we had the slowest. I mean, I am like clawing my eyeballs out. Like, Dan is so frustrated because my husband, like, he's a professional traveler. He likes things the way he likes his things. He doesn't like to be late.
I can't.
Flight.
I can never travel with Dan.
Oh, no. You've got to prep. Like,
I would have to bring my A game.
Yeah. You got to bring your fast feet, your walking feet.
That
like,
I have.
It's like very fast airport walk. Very aggressive. But he was like, oh, my. I mean, we had the slowest, like, wasn't trying to get us anywhere fast. And I'm like, where's my guy from the trip when I got here? I need that guy back. But Venice was great. We had some amazing
food.
Can you
Uber those water taxis? I know that's a stupid question.
No.
Those are Ubers? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, you can Uber a water taxi. Yeah.
Well, that's neat.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So that was Venice. And then it was really crowded. So we didn't really do a lot of like touristy type things. We walked around a lot. We ate a lot. And we met up with two of our friends. So we had a lot of fun just eating and drinking and, you know, doing fun things. So then the four of us left from Venice and flew into Split, Croatia. And we were in Croatia for 8 days.
But you've been in Croatia before.
I've been to Croatia before.
This is not your first time.
Yeah, this is my second time. I will continue to go back. I love this place. I feel like these are my people. Like, I may have been Croatian in another lifetime. Well, probably not, but because it's relatively new. But it's a beautiful place. It's lots of islands. So we did 7 days on a big catamaran with, there was seven of us. It was fantastic. I mean, you just kind of go from island to island and do your thing. But part of the reason why we went during this was to go to Ultra Europe, which is a big EDM music festival that one of our buddies owns. So this whole world to me was, I mean, I've always liked like house music. I mean, I grew up
and
in
Dan listens to it like
all the time.
Just I mean, like chilling in his car.
You get in his car and you're like BPM and you're like,
so I'm like, always okay. Amazed by that. I'm like,
he just loves it. And he always has. Like, we call him like grandfather of house. Like, he was listening to this stuff back in the 80s. I mean, it was really kind of crazy. So he was totally into it, totally loved it. And I like this music too, but I'm just not, I've been out of it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But coming back in, I was like, okay. I had to really strap one on for this trip because I like to be in bed at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. We didn't leave most days to go to the festival until like 10. And that was to eat or to drink before we would go to, you know, this thing. And I'm like, are we going to see the sunrise? And Dan's like, most likely. We're probably at least once on this trip, maybe a couple more times. So I'm like, okay, all right, I got this. You know, I'm not a Red Bull and vodka drinker. It makes me super anxious. I can't get down with that
stuff. Your
heart
the next day is like pumping.
I can't even drink coffee. I mean, giving me Red Bull is just a terrible idea.
I don't think in that circumstance it would have been an awful idea. I would just think like just the next day would escalate like, whatever
jittery,
you were feeling.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. So I was mixing the Arbonn fizz. Sorry, Arbonn. with vodka.
Oh, you're not the first person who's done it.
Probably not, no. But.
Everybody does.
Great. I was like, this is my kind. Like, I felt
chill,
you know, and surprisingly didn't drink a lot on those nights, but enough.
Sustain.
Yeah, it was just a sustainable good time.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to push pause real quick.
Pause.
So the time difference is about what?
Six hours. Mm-hmm.
So I get a phone call coming home from a swim meet, 9:30 my time.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it's 3:30. It's the first night of Ultra. And it's a FaceTime call, so duh.
Like, we have to answer that, right?
All I hear, this is the first thing that Shannon and Dan both say, we can't hear you. I'm like, why the fuck are you calling me? But they wanted to, well, first of all, Shannon's eating and she's like really close. She's like a grandma that doesn't know her distance to the FaceTime phone. And she's like, so she's really close. And I'm like, I can see inside her mouth. She's like, it's so much fun. And I'm like, okay. And then Dan gets real close. I can only see his eyeball.
Right.
Yeah. He's like, do you see this? I'm like, I only see your eyeball. I think he thought that he turned the phone around, but he didn't. So he's like, isn't this awesome? And I was like, it's your eyeball.
It's the best eyeball ever, bud.
Then he figures it out. He's like, whoops. And he turns it around. He's like, look at this. I was like, and all I can see is like a light.
Yeah. You lose it after that point.
Which I love it. And so Landon and I are sitting there, like, trying to listen to you guys. I don't know how many drinks in by this point you guys were.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, plenty.
Right. Enough. Enough. And then you guys proceed, like, you're coming back with us next year. And it was hilarious. So then, about 2 hours later, Dan sends me another picture. He's like, look, the sun's coming up. You guys were living your best life. So,
we were living our best lives. It was so much fun. That night was the Chainsmokers, which I've always been a fan, but I didn't realize how much of their music I really knew. And I was like, I love this song! I mean, like, every time. I'm like, okay, this is great. And then we got to see Ferry Corsten play, which is kind of like the grandfather of this stuff, too. And I grew up, in my cheer days, we used a lot of his music to do stuff. So I was like, this is amazing! Oh, my gosh! Or maybe it was Armin van Buuren. I don't know. They all go together. But either way, it was great. Really cool. And then we leave. We see the sun come up. I get out of the cab, and my husband takes off his shirt.
He does.
Oh, my God. And he just walks out, takes it off, and just starts helicoptering the shirt. I was like, Vacation Dano has arrived. Here he is, folks. Here he is. So he proceeds to go with the guys, and I think they were stopping to get something to eat, some pizza. Us ladies were sitting on a corner. All of a sudden, this giant bag of weed just gets thrown into our lap. And I'm like, get it! You know me and drugs. I'm like, no, get that away from me. I can't do that. But they're two younger kids, like in their 20s. They're like, chill, it's okay. You guys want any weed? I'm like, do I look like I need weed? And he's like, you do, actually.
You're like, you're high strung.
Tone it down, lady.
Tone your voice down.
So we're like, no, we're not interested. And I don't know, some other guy was getting like super close. And I was like, seriously? You're invading my space at
you're
this
like,
point, buddy.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm eating pizza. Why do you think I need it?
I'm like, you need to go. They were just, I was like, we're not your target audience. We're not the demo you're looking for. And they're like, okay.
Does Dan still have his shirt off at this point?
Oh, at this point. And he's, like, taking pictures. He thinks it's hilarious. He's like, check out the girl. You know? I'm like, oh, my God, put your shirt on. So that was night one, day one. I don't even know. At that
so
point,
you posted some pics from that night.
Yes.
I went to a girls' dinner the following night.
Yes.
So after you guys posted pictures.
Mm-hmm.
One of the topics of this girls' dinner was, oh, my gosh, is Shannon okay? Then they said, oh my gosh, we had to post this picture on our Instagram too, probably. For sure. Just be like, yeah, to show what Dano looked like. Then the topic switched from Dano was living his best life. Y'all just look like you didn't give a fuck.
We didn't. I'm like, we're in Croatia. We're going to a music festival. Like, EDM, out of all places, like, if you're not going to give a fuck, this is a place not to give a fuck.
Totally agree.
You just don't. I mean, I'm in a floral crop top and jean shorts. I am living my best Britney Spears life at this point and not giving two shits about
it. She would be jealous of your outfit.
She would have been. Mm-hmm. I had little space buns. I had glitter in my eyebrows, girl. Which Urban Decay does make a beautiful brow gel that is, like, goldy and glitter. I had many, many compliments. I'm like, thank you. Thank you. I'm like, that's really nice. Appreciate that.
Nice to know.
Who knew?
All the things.
All the things. All the things.
All your escapades.
All the escapades.
And then you got back on the boat.
Then we got back. Well, yeah, we got on the boat, hung out. That was Saturday. Kind of chilled, you know, quietly. And then Sunday went back to another night of Ultra, which we saw Swedish House Mafia. Okay, so I didn't know.
Love Swedish
House. They're great, but I didn't realize they had not played together for 6 years. So this was like the first time they had played in 6 years together. And
reunion
was like
tour.
Reunion tour. So it was like a huge deal. I kind of felt bad. I'm like, I feel like I should have given my ticket away to somebody who really would have appreciated like what they were seeing. Although it was amazing. I've never seen a show as intricate of like what they were doing. It was really cool. Lots of fireworks.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was massive. But that was really cool. But that night, that same night, and again, I'd kind of taken a little pause from drinking as I was like, I don't want to be, I'm really enjoying the music. More so than I thought I would.
And two, like, you get taxed.
You do.
Your body's
you get
like,
taxed.
Oh my God, I can't do
I mean,
this again.
I did take like 6 naps a day, so I'm like, I'm good. I'm good. But I only had one, like, it was a big vodka drink, but I only had one that night. And I felt really, I was like, okay, this is my happy place. I'm just going to chill here. I go, we were in like a second level of like a VIP that had some stairs to it. And then, like, there were holes in the stairs that go like down into the bleachers. I'm walking down the stair, and I lose one of my shoes, my flip-flops. And I'm like, oh, God. I mean, deer in a headlight, because you know me and dirty shit. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I'm looking at security guard. He's like, ooh. He's kind of like, oh, buddy.
And there's the security guard's like, well, like, good luck.
I'm looking down. I'll post pictures of this, too, because there's, like, sad. I'm like, I don't even see it. Like, where'd it go? These two boys, I don't know, they're in their 20s. They're like, ma'am, stay right here. Security guard takes the boy down. They go find my shoe. They bring it up. It's like Cinderella, like slipping it on my foot. They're like, have a great night. I'm like, it's like that New York moment. Like,
oh, all over again.
It's like New
York. We're not going to go there, but
we'll tell that another story.
That's another one, but yes. This is not the first time Shan's lost her shoe.
My shoe. And some
how do you lose your fucking
knight in shining
shoe?
Armor just comes and brings me a shoe. Yeah, but I was like, oh my gosh. So
that's funny.
That was fun. Same night, we go to a different VIP section. We are with, like, I mean, I wish I would know who these people are, but I don't, but we're just like in the mix. All of a sudden we're getting serenaded by a famous Croatian opera singer. And I'm like, oh, this is fun. So I put that on the story too. And I'm like, oh, I don't even know what he's saying. But our buddy was like, that guy's really famous. And I was like, oh yeah, he's got a great voice. He should be. He sings real, real good. Like, I don't know who this guy
is. You're like crickets. You're like,
okay. But I'm like, I've never been serenaded before. That was really nice. Thank you, sir. We saw the sun come up that night, too. But it was fun. That was a good time.
Overall. Which, you're turning 40 this year.
I'm turning 40.
So.
I will say, because Dan kept saying, like, what do you want to do for your birthday? I'm like, I feel like I'm doing my birthday party, like, right now. Like, this is, I don't. Let's
you feel
celebrate
a lot
42. Like, there's so much. I'm having a great time. Traveling the world with my best friend. Like, I don't really know how this is going to get topped. I really, you know, really don't.
It's a big turnaround.
It's,
like,
yeah.
You had, like, 12 days gone, and then, like, 13, you're going to do it at the end of August.
I'm like, no, I think we're good. I think we're really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had two more nights of, like, Ultra parties. One was a pool party. This girl, I was like, what the fuck? Why are there people in a pool that just,
don't get out.
They're not getting out. I mean, I'm
they're
pretty
swimming
sure.
In it.
I mean,
debauchery. Keep it to Vegas, though. That's how Vegas is. Like, I ain't seen one person go to a bathroom.
No. Mm-mm. You go to an all-inclusive, those stools by the bar.
Urine.
All of them. That's why they're not white.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're white.
They ain't anymore. Mm. There, so many love connections happening in the pool.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, they white.
I told the guy that owns it, I was like, you need a new hashtag, because in 9 months, we're going to do hashtag ultra babies, because this, right now, these festival love connections, going to generate some babies. And he's like, for sure it is. We go to, okay, so we're in a VIP section, but we didn't have access to the VIP bathroom at this point. So we had to go to the porta potties. I have never questioned peeing myself so much so than standing in lines for these porta potties. They were disgusting. Okay, mud everywhere. I'm not really sure it was mud. I don't know. But the thing that got me the most is that there are people who are going into the porta potties barefoot.
It's fucked up. But then going back into the pool.
And then getting back in the pool. I'm like, ah!
Oh! I want to ask them some questions like, where's your soul?
They left it at the pool. They're coming back to it, I'm sure.
Where's your mom? You need to call your mom. Or maybe you need a little bit of Jesus or a little bit of, you know, checking in with your stars.
Some Perel up on there. Because
there's something gone.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty
sure. That disconnected.
Right. That you think it is okay for you to step into nasty-ass porta potty with your bare feet.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
Heather McMahon calls that an absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to call into her show and tell her about that.
You should.
I'm going to do it.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. I'm not going to do that. Mm-mm. Ugh. So we get back, and Joe was like, oh, my gosh, you don't have the VIP bathroom band. I was like, I'm done drinking. I'm not going back in that line. I'm it. I'm down. I'm out. No more. No more water. Just give me an ice cube. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not doing that again.
Put on my tongue.
Right. And he's like, no. And he gives us a thing, and we go into this beautiful hotel that's, and I'm like,
do you know those, like, really nice porta potties? Remember the K-Mac? Those trailers.
At Forecastle, yeah. Or air conditioned.
Really, really, really super nice. Like, there's, like, hardwood.
Yeah.
Like, give me flowers those.
Yeah.
Like, give me that.
Yeah, no.
Don't you give me this low-budget crap.
But see, this is a debauchery. Like, the people who would go in with the bare feet, they was too nice for... They couldn't handle the nice porta-potties. They'd have trashed it. You can't put toilet paper down in those things.
No. See, you can train them.
Yep.
You can train these people.
I don't know that any of them were in their right minds when they were there. I don't know. I was crazy.
Yeah. Anyways.
So, it was fun. We had a blast. Krisha was fantastic. And then we spent the last 2 days in Rome. That was really cool. You know, we, in true Dan and Shannon fashion, we were like, what do you want to do? I'm like, I don't know.
This is how I would fit in with you guys, because right. Landon and I make no plans. And I think that's the way to go. Yeah.
Because then you feel pressured of like, we only have so much time to see this. And sometimes you just get super caught up and you're super in it and you want to spend more time there. Or sometimes you're just not feeling it. And you're like, cool, I saw it, but I don't really know that I need to get into like the entire history of why this rock is here. But seeing the Colosseum was super impressive, just one, the sheer size of it, and two, to know that it literally was just brick by brick.
It makes you feel kind of small, doesn't it?
It does. It makes you feel really small. I mean, and then, like, I learned, I mean, it really is just, it's a bloodbath. I mean, it was just for entertainment of sport killing. I'm like, oh, I don't really think I need to spend that much more time here. I think I'm good.
I'm like, what was their thought process back then? They're like, we have too many humans.
Right.
We need to get rid of some of them. I mean,
yeah, it's like the crazy Purge, like the original. I mean, it's just nuts.
Can you just wait for like a plague?
No.
They didn't have time.
They didn't have time. Yeah.
It was crazy. Just to release a tiger or a lion and have you rip
which
your
they
face
had
off.
To go to North Africa to get. Lions and tigers are not indigenous of Italy.
So I ship that shit in.
Right.
They give me some spices and give me a tiger, and I'm out.
You just shitting all over people. It's terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. Yeah. But
now you arrive back safely.
Arrived back safely. I did my luggage. Okay, because I carried on, which I learned because the last time I was in Croatia, my luggage didn't make it for 3 days. I almost got into a boat for 7 days without luggage. Thankfully, it arrived. But it's like this year, I'm not having that happen again. I'm going to carry on. So I did 13 days in a carry-on.
But you're on a boat. Let's be real.
I'm on a boat. Yes. Which
is easier.
Yes. Much easier to do that. But we had so many activities that involved real clothes this time that I was like, wait a minute. I mean, you've got to pack for Italy. And I'm like, maybe I'm not coming back. Maybe I need a cute dress for Italy. I don't know. And there was just so many more things that I felt like I needed to pack this trip than last time. But going home, I was like, I don't want to carry it. I'm just going to check it because my husband had to check his anyway. Lo and behold, my luggage didn't make it. I spent...
What kind of vendetta?
I know. I'm like, your suitcase come on, have? Delta. Like, what's happening? Like, what's going on? So, it eventually showed up, like, the next day, which was fine. But I was like, man, next time I'm just going to backpack. Like, it's not leaving me. This is it.
That's awkward. I would probably want to see you pack a backpack. Oh. I think you'd be like, Dora.
I did. Okay, so I studied abroad in Chile, my junior year in college, and I did have to have a mountainy type backpack. That was pretty crazy. I'll have to find that picture. It's pretty entertaining. The backpack is like the same size.
You're how am I gonna put this on?
Yeah, it's pretty big. Pretty big.
Yeah. So you're loving life. You're back.
I'm loving life. I'm glad to be back. But I will say, I'm not even sure how we're gonna start this story, but I'll start with the phone call.
Happy with life.
Happy with life. Yes. Very happy with life. Because 2 days before our trip, I went in for a mammogram. Because mm-hmm. I felt something that just felt a little suspicious. And we've had a lot of really amazing women on our show that have been preaching, like, if it doesn't feel right, get it checked out.
I mean, some amazing.
Amazing women.
I mean, if you want to go back through the backlogs, Heidi Fuller. Heidi Fuller mm-hmm. from Wig Boutique.
Caroline Johnson. Pink, Laura McGregor, Hope Scarves.
I mean, we've had some inspirational stories.
Yeah. And in fact, it was Caroline Johnson's story that kept playing over and over in my mind, because I found this lump after like an intimate moment with my husband, which is how she found hers. And I was like, oh my God. What is this? So I went in for a mammogram, which, by the way, I don't have big breasts by any means. They're just not dense. There's not a lot to happen. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine how much more it hurts when you actually have boobs to get squished.
Well, I don't know. I think like maybe your nerve endings are maybe not as...
I don't know.
You know, maybe it could be more painful for smaller...
Maybe we should put that out there like you. It's not enjoyable either way.
It might just be painful just all the way around.
Yeah. I mean, your boob getting smushed between giant blocks of concrete, it hurts. But we had to do an ultrasound as well. And like, okay, well, we're going to send you the results, or maybe we'll call you. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm leaving to go out of town for 2 weeks. So do you? And she's like, I don't know when they're going to call you. And I'm like,
healthcare.
Okay, sounds fine. So we're in the airport getting ready to go through security, and I get the phone call. Ms. Kessler, we are going to need you to come in for a biopsy. Mm-hmm. The radiologist thinks that this lump is a little suspicious, and we just want to check things further. I'm like, oh, okay. So
going back to statistics, though, yeah, you're like, here we are.
Here we are.
I'm 1 in 8.
I'm 1 in 8. Like, I mean, my friend circles are, you know, there's like 10 super close people. And I'm like, oh, here I am. I am the statistic right now. So we get through security. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, I don't know. Dan's like, we don't have to go. I'm like, well, I made the appointment for like 2 days after we were supposed to get back. So I was like, I'm not giving up this trip. Whether I have breast cancer or not, like, it's not going to change between now and then. Mm-hmm. They're like, it's suspicious. Like, if it was something they thought we needed to handle right away, they would have been like, we really need you to come in and let's be a little more aggressive. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. You know, I had a small meltdown in a corridor of the Louisville airport. And then...
Totally respectable.
I was like, what the... just talk about getting a phone call that you're not, A, prepared for, and B, that you're just like, oh, God. Okay, yeah. There's just so many things that start spinning.
And then you have to go sit.
And then I have to sit for 9.5, 10 hours. I'm like, ain't nothing to do but think at that point. So I wrote my journal, and I wrote a lot about how I was feeling and what was going on. And then I was like, okay, and then I'm not going to let this be with me this trip because it's out of my hands. I can't control whatever's going to happen. I can control how much fun I can have on this trip.
Right.
So that was the promise I made to myself, and that's what I did. So coming back,
tricky coming back.
Yeah, it was.
The re-entry back into the feelings.
Yes. That's when I was like, okay, I could press pause. I was very distracted for, 13 days. I was like, that's fine. I had a day between landing and getting the biopsy, so that day was a little bit of fun. Because I was with my family, I could see my kids, so like that kind of kept it going. But nerve-wracking in the sense of like, okay, so the 24th comes, And I wake up and I'm like, I just want to keep myself busy. Like, I got until 1 o'clock. I don't know what's going to happen. I take your yoga class, cry with you for a little bit after class. And I'm like, okay, now what? What can I do? I mean, I literally just had to keep myself busy for the hours leading up to. And Dan came with me on the appointment. And it's kind of funny. The lady who was prepping everything, you know, she's doing a very thorough job of telling me, like, how this is going to happen and, like, the numbing, you know, lidocaine, and they're pulling, you're going to extract fluid. And she's like, do you have any questions? I'm like, I have so many. And she was so sweet. She put her clipboard down. She's like, what can I help with? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just don't know what happens next. And she's like, let's start here first. Let's pull the fluid. Let's see what's going to happen. Let's take it one step at a time. And it was the most comforting thing about this whole process. It was like, just one step at a time. I'm like, okay. So we lay down, or the, you know, they put me on the table, they do the ultrasound, and the, I don't even know what doctor pulls fluid out. I don't even know what to call her, but she was great too. You know, numbs my breast and then puts in a needle, pulls out fluid, and she's like, oh, this is good. It's clear. It's a little yellow. This is great. And I'm like, oh, okay. What does that mean? Exactly.
And the selfish person of me, I've already heard the story, and I was like, did you take a picture of it? Yeah. She's like, no. I'm like, no. Bad friend.
Well, at first,
I need to see stuff.
Yeah. She's like, you know, the cysts are, you know, cysts can happen for, you know, many reasons. And she's like, do you drink a lot of caffeine? I was like, no, not much at all. Like, if any. She's like, oh, that's good, because cysts, like, caffeine can increase.
I'm riddled with them then.
I know. Mentally, I was like, I got to tell Brittany to stop with caffeine. That's the first thought. I was like, oh, no.
I've got cysts everywhere.
So she's, you know, poking in. She's like, oh, you've got a lot of, I mean, they're, like, little, but they've formed into, like, one, what would be, like, a bigger mass size. So, like, the size of a small peanut, but, like, it's really made up of, like, 50 little ones. So she's, like, poking in and getting all the stuff, and she's like, that we're not concerned. And I was like, oh, thank God. I was like, when would you be concerned?
So if there's blood, if it was darker in color.
If it was darker in color, brown, grays, blacks, then they would be more concerned and they would need to send it off. And I was like, so you're telling me you don't need to send anything away? She's like, no, because there's been enough evidence, not just in our office, but nationwide, that when you send off clear or light yellow fluid, it comes back
fine.
Yeah, fine. So I was like, okay. I mean, I felt like I finally could take a deep breath. Yeah. Like,
since you had the phone call.
Since the phone call. I mean, oddly enough, I was in a super relaxed state. I mean, I'm on a boat for taking several naps a day, so I'm not really stressed out. But, like, mentally, I felt so at peace with just mental clarity. And I'm like, okay. Like, just feeling so internally okay with just being there. Mm-hmm. So getting the news of it not being something we have to be concerned about was just such a relief. I mean, I felt like I was on cloud nine all day yesterday. I mean, we went out to dinner to celebrate, you know, with the family, and it was just really great. And I mean, in that moment, like, the hug that I got from my husband was like the most comforting bear wrapped hug of just, I mean, it was, you just literally felt love just being completely surrounded. And I'm like, I can't imagine doing this with anybody else. But in this moment, that hug was just everything.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, you know. So, I mean, it was a really hard journey, but one that I feel like I just dodged a really big bullet, you know, because I am now at the point where I have to get a mammogram and ultrasound every 6 months. They're like, we just need to make sure. I mean, cysts do run in my family. So if you can just stay on top of everything, then, you know, that's what they want you to do. So I'm like, okay, I can do that.
Yeah, I'm good.
Tell me when I'll get them every 3 months. I don't care. Like, just let me know what I need to do. But it just kind of like, man, like, it doesn't discriminate. Like, you just don't know if this is going to be something that you have to face or not. So my hope is that if you are listening to this, even if you're not 40, I'm not 40 yet. She told me, she's like, you are premenopausal. I was like, pump the brakes, doc. All right. I've got a couple more weeks in my 30s. All right.
Hit you where it hurt. Premenopausal.
She's like, well, you are premenopausal. I was like, whoa.
Wait, just because you're age? Wait.
That's what she told
me. Just because you're age or just because like your blood work came back and like it's.
My age makes me premenopausal. Which she's like, your hormones are going to start getting a little crazy. I was like, pump the brakes, doc. Oh,
well, too late because that happened like 4 years ago. Right. Thanks.
I was like, people still have babies my age. I ain't going to do it. I ain't down for it. Mm-mm. But people still do. So don't be sitting over here, your premenopausal self. Doctor, stop.
I bet I go through it before you do. Even though you're older than me. Menopause? Oh, yeah.
You're internally like, yes. I'm going to believe you on that one, too. Because your system is like a vintage.
It is.
It is like copper pipes, you know, like
needs an overhaul. I need new pipes. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah. So, but if you are listening, just check your boobies. That's the biggest thing I can tell you is it's even if it feels like it's nothing, check it out because it's better to know than to guess or just don't put it off. I mean, your health is not something that can be moved on the sticky note to be keep, you know, posting over for another day. Check your boobies.
Yeah. Or just if something feels wrong,
listen.
Check it out. Mm-hmm. Or listen to your body.
Yeah.
It's telling you all the time what it's needing or something is might be not be correct. And it's better to know.
Yes.
Pushing it to the next day is the worst feeling. Mm-hmm. So Luna started having headaches, and because this is what we were going through while you were in Croatia. She was, I don't know what it was, but she had these really bad headaches, and waking up in the middle of the night headaches, like screaming, crying, not like, mommy, I don't feel good. It's the bad ones. And so, you know, she didn't even want me to sleep with her. Like she just wanted to tell me. Well, anyways, take her to the doctor and several times over this period. And so the final time I took her, they're like, you know, we need to do this. She's like, headaches are nothing to mess around with. Mm-hmm. Like we've narrowed it down. It's not her vision. She had blood work done. It wasn't dehydration. I watched that severely. And so, I mean, we kind of kept a food log, but really that consists of gummies and cereal bars. So I'm like, point we could be gluten, but that's a whole other story for another day. But so, you know, I had to listen to my gut. I was like, yeah, let's go ahead and do the MRI. And to hear the doctor say, you know, I want to prep you. Here's what we might, you know, it's really humbling. Because then all of a sudden you're like, oh, fast forward, everything came out fine.
Yeah.
But to sit in that appointment, to say, this is abnormal. This is my concern because she's waking up in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. She's sleeping a lot. She was a lot more lethargic. It was, she was showing signs that were not normal. And so, you know, you have to have those hard conversations.
You do.
But, and I know it's not about my body, it was about her body, but it was just that check-in to just listen to yourself. And if something doesn't keep going back, advocating for her, you're advocating for yourself, keep checking in. Yeah. Something doesn't feel right, or if you need to go back 1,000 times, go back 1,000 times.
Yeah.
That was just my thing.
But we haven't gotten the conclusion of the headaches.
No.
We're still
Now we're still.
But the MRI came out fine.
Back fine. They called us like right away, which was great. They're like, we don't want you to sit with this. I mean, she's like, it's stellar. She's perfect. I'm like, duh. And she was a big girl. It was hard for us to see that.
It felt like it took forever, didn't it? Like, gosh. I mean, she probably took it like a champ. Like,
she did.
Did she have to watch a little movie?
Oh, this was funny. They do it a little different when Ruby Jane had it done.
Okay.
So they gave her like the goofy juice, but they put it up her nose.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So they put it up her nose, and it was pretty immediate that it started to kick in, like the little, I mean, to see your 3-year-old kind of loopy, like she'd had 3 glasses of wine, is funny. Like she was reaching out for me, and she's like, Mom, and she couldn't quite make the connection, so her spatial depth perception was totally off. And then we had turned on Frozen, and she's like, Mom, there's 2 Elsas. What kind of movie is this? I was like, I want what you're having.
It's the good kind, dude.
And they wheeled her off, and she's like, bye, Mom. Like, so it was entertaining. That was the bright point of it.
Yeah.
And then she came back, and then waking up out of anesthesia is, I mean, for everybody, it's really hard. But for her, she turned into a devil. And it was really hard to get her home. But once we got her home, she was fine.
Yeah.
I was like, take like a Tasmanian devil, but like a really cute one. That's what she's, I mean, it was, I mean, Landon and I were like in the parking lot. We're like, how are we going to do this? Like, if we could have like teleported home, we're like, this would have been great. But no. Interesting summer.
I know. I mean, the twists, the turns, the ups, the downs.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
So if you're still here with us, listening to our rambles,
we really appreciate
you. And we have a lot of new listeners lately. So
we do.
I'm so happy that every time you turn on CZL, you choose every time you turn on your podcast, you choose us. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
We are so excited to share even more with you in year two.
Yes, year two, because we had a big birthday.
We did.
We did. We made it. Hey, look, Ma, we made it.
I knew we would.
Yeah.
It's been a good time. Touch and go, though. Yeah. But thank you for being here. Tune in for year two. We have more fun stuff coming up.
Yeah. We're so thankful for each and every one of you.
Thanks for sharing your time with us. Help keep the CZL momentum going by rating our podcast and writing a review.
If you love what you heard in today's episode, snap a screenshot and post it to your Instagram stories.
Don't forget to tag us.